Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There he is. B. Mitchell Finley live in Kansas City, getting ready for Commanders Chiefs tonight. We are at the Odyssey Studios in Kansas City, and we're joined now by Bob Fesco. Bob hosts mornings here in KC. What's up, dude?
I'm good. I'm glad to see you guys, man. I was just hearing about some of the trials and tribulations of getting an Uber from Hutchinson, Kansas.
Yeah, that's JP's doing. I've been with Bob earlier today.
You and Bob already spent
some time together.
My co-host, he's the best smelling man in radio right now. Your co-host is smelling good.
B is known for his positive smells.
Yes.
Hey, you never know who you're going to meet. I always tell him that, Bob. You never know. In and out of studio, you know, somebody might be coming through. You don't want the last memory they have of you, like, that dude stinks.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've got a drop on our show that I came up with, and it's BBL Stinky. And, you know, we just go, BBL Stinky. You
know? Can't play that drop for me. I also showered, for the record. I just don't put cologne on.
I do every morning. Like, people are like, oh, you just get up and throw a hat on and go to work. I'm like, no, you get up, you take a shower, yeah. You're an adult. You
never know. What time is your show on?
6 a.m.
What time do you get up?
I get up about 3:45 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
So did you watch Packers Steelers last night?
I went to bed at halftime last night of that game. You know, you pick and choose when you do the mornings. I knew I was going to be up tonight. Obviously, we got a big one. You know, here and then. So I'm like, I'm almost 50 years old. So it's like you're piercing out times when you get to sleep, because the older I get, the more I realize I got to get my rest.
What's your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he still can make some of those fantastic passes. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like something just ain't there no more.
Well, it's funny you ask that, because these guys will tell you all the time. Like, for years, I always forgot that Aaron Rodgers was a quarterback in this league. For whatever reason, subconsciously, I was like, the great quarterbacks, and it'd be Mahomes and Manning and Brady. And my former co-host always used to say, you always forget about Aaron Rodgers. I go, yeah, because that Super Bowl seemed like so long ago, right? Yeah. And so I really didn't have much of a take on Aaron Rodgers. Then he went to the Jets. I hated him. Absolutely could not stand Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. It was obviously for him talking all the time and all the stuff that went on there. And now that he's been back in Pittsburgh, I'm like, I don't really find anything wrong with Aaron Rodgers. I kind of like Aaron Rodgers the person right now. Yeah. And then 2 weeks ago, I saw him roll all the way to his left, come all the way back right, and throw that touchdown pass. And I'm like, okay, the old man still got it. And then you saw him last night, like, oh, maybe he doesn't still got it right now. Because it happens fast, B-Mitch. You know it happens fast, dude.
Yeah, you have it 1 second, and then the next second, you're like, damn, what happened?
Yeah.
It goes quick.
It goes fast, man.
Father Time, man.
Undefeated.
The folks at D.C., a lot of folks in D.C. think there's no chance Washington wins tonight. For you, what is the path to a Washington win? As somebody that knows the Chiefs well.
Yeah, I think trying to maybe exploit their offensive line a little bit. Obviously, we're going to have a backup at left tackle for another week. Trey Smith probably not going to play at right guard with those back spasms. And so you've got 2/5 of your offensive line that are using backups right now. Wow. And so you've got the opportunity maybe there. But I'm going to steal a line from like everybody that we've had on recently talking about this Chiefs team. How do you stop them on offense? And the majority of former players are like, pray, you know, and that's kind of where it is right now with this offense. They're feeling really, really good about themselves. And I don't know what the right answer is, guys, to tell you how to stop this team, because let's say you're going to take out Travis Kelce. Well, then Rashee Rice is going to beat you. Yeah. You can take out Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy can beat you. And now the running backs are starting to play good. This Breshard Smith kid, man, he's getting 20-plus yards from scrimmage in the last four games. Nobody's ever done that in their rookie year, they said, or something like that. And so he can catch passes out of the backfield. He's kind of like what you were back in the day a little bit. You know, can do it all, man. And you see him out on the field, and you're like, I don't want to see B-Mitch out there. It's like, you don't want to see Breshard Smith out there at this point.
Hey, it could have, like, you've been around this team a long time, and every once in a while they do have some of these dud games.
Yes.
What happens when that happens? Because, you know, just like anybody else, sometimes you plan the next week and you say, oh, we got Washington. We don't have to worry about them.
Right.
You think about who they play next week. I think the Bills?
That's a big one.
So, one of those, do they have tendencies sometimes to get that catch up?
Yes. Every year they have those tendencies. Mm-hmm. Every year there's one of those games. We've had that, though, already. It was the Jacksonville game, okay. Right? You know, where they were just up 14 and, I don't know, committed 13 penalties. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes threw a pick six. And every year the Chiefs have one of those games. And I don't know if that was the same with Andy when you were playing with him, where every year you lose a game that you're like, why the hell did we lose that game? You know, there's no reason to lose that game. But when you commit 13 penalties, and usually those games are the ones where everything turns and then the team takes off from there. Raiders on Christmas Day a couple of years ago.
I remember that one.
I mean, there was a Tennessee game years ago before they won their first Super Bowl where they were kicking field goals, and they kept using the same snap count. And Tennessee picked up on that and blocked the game-winning field goal and won the game. Wow. And they learned from that moment. The Raiders drove the bus around Arrowhead after a win. Yeah. You know, they learned from that. And so do they have – yeah, you bet. They have at least one every year, and then they correct everything. And since that game against Jacksonville, I think they've given up 17 points. They've scored 30-plus in each of the last two games. They've gone out there and not committed penalties. They had a penalty-free game against Detroit, and Juwan Taylor's playing like the all-pro that he has the potential of being when he's not doing those pre-snap penalties. And so something about Andy, man, he sits you down in that chair and he says to you, stop, and they all stop.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly trending the right way. Since that loss to Jacksonville, which was a system pick, by the way, I'm just telling
you. What'd you call it?
I picked the Jags that night.
Oh, you did.
That
okay.
fit in my system.
Gotcha.
I have a system. You want me to tell you about it? B-Mitch loves hearing about my system.
Then, by all means, tell me about it, JP.
It's not always applicable. It's not always applicable.
When he wins, it's a system.
That's right.
When they lose, it's not a system.
Correct.
Because he say, well, I didn't bet it.
That was a system pick. Jags were getting points at home, prime time. Mm-hmm. It's not that complicated.
Right.
But I like that game. But since that Jags loss, 2-0, 61 points. Their last two games are 61-17 combined.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, some of that might be – the Raiders might just be broken.
Right.
Were you surprised by the margin of that Raiders game?
I thought it should have been more, quite honestly.
Really?
Right? So, I'll let you go. You got your system picks since Patrick Mahomes has taken over quarterback, maybe his second year as a starter – I pick every game 35-0, right? Every game. Chiefs are going to win 35-0. And it's kind of become a joke, ha, 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 and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, no, dude, I'm serious, 35-0. I didn't know until last week that Andy Reid has never had a shutout as an NFL head coach.
Wow. They are super rare. I don't think Washington's had one since he was playing and had hair and a mustache.
Like you don't understand how hard that is to do.
Yeah, shutting out a professional team is kind
it's
of crazy.
Hard, right? Yeah. The only time Andy Reid has had a shutout was a playoff game. The Chiefs won a playoff game against Houston 30-0, and that was their first playoff win in 22 years. Nobody remembers that playoff game because of everything that's happened since, right? And so that was Andy Reid's first regular season shutout as a coach. My point is, I pick every game 35-0. That thing got to 28-0. My phone was blowing up like it was nobody's business, going, oh my God,
it's
going
to happen.
And then they kicked the field goal, went up 31-0, and here I am going, yeah, can we get two safeties or something like that? You know the rest of the way. So I always think they're going to go out there and score. And they got the offense back. They got some swagger back on offense now, getting all their weapons back. And I think Patrick's feeling really good. He's an MVP candidate right now.
Oh,
you know,
totally.
People talk about like the offense so much, but like Spags has the defense playing too. You know what is it about this defense? I know they do a lot of blitzing, and then you got Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. how can you get them on defense?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard Trent McDuffie's name mentioned all year, and that's a good thing, obviously. Like, whoever he's guarding and covering is doing nothing in these games. Yeah. And I think with the defense, I think you got to wear them down with the run. You got to frustrate them. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Like, they were frustrated in Jacksonville. You all saw Chris Jones quit, you know, on that last play mm-hmm. and whatnot. How do you frustrate them? Because this team is great when they're leading and they're from ahead. Sometimes they get that adversity kicks in and they don't handle it the best way. And so maybe you can get them a little bit off balance on defense, run them 4 or 5 yards a clip and whatnot, and kind of get the running game going a little bit. Maybe that frustrates them, you know, but I still want to see them go out there and play great defense. We were talking about it this morning. Would you rather have a great defensive game or an offensive game? And I'm like, I would rather see them go out there and play great on defense, because in this, you know, era of the NFL, it's easier to score now than it's ever been. Everybody's starting at the 35-yard line now.
Yeah.
The way these guys can kick it, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're almost, if you get a first down, you're in field goal range.
Right.
Big time.
It's crazy.
Yep, it really is.
That's the thing where I used to talk to people about when, back in the day, Joe Gibbs always discussed, if you get it at the 20, what your percentages were to score.
Mm-hmm.
25, 30. The 35, you always got points. And now, basically, the league say, here, start at the 35.
It's amazing you remember that, because one of the things that I go back to is from Coach Vermeil all the time, and the percent chance you have of winning with turnovers, right? If you're -1 or -2, like if you were -2 or -3, you have no chance of winning an NFL game. You really don't. It's funny how those old coaches bring back that kind of stuff that you remember that's not probably used as much today as probably should, but can be very applied to what's going on today.
Analytics took over.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah.
What's it like for you as somebody that's covered the Chiefs for a while? Like what they've become, and not just in the sense of a fantastic football team, but like the stardom of Mahomes, the stardom of Kelce, and now like Taylor Swift.
My Uber's license plate was Swifty.
Was it really? Yeah. That is fantastic. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's been the coolest thing to have happen. I got two teenage daughters, and so having the Taylor Swift thing has helped them kind of pay more attention to the games and wanting to see what's going on, and forced me to become a Taylor Swift fan. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Swifty. I love it. I love the new album, except when she sings about Travis. That kind of creeped us out a little bit, I would think. Right? What's going on here? Right? I kid, obviously, but I love her music. I think it's been great. And it's like this town is on a heater over the last 11 years. It was 11 years ago where we went to the World Series, you know, with the Kansas City Royals and, you know, and then 15 won the whole thing. And I remember talking to somebody in the Chiefs organization. They relayed a story from Andy Reid, and Andy's sitting there in his office when the fireworks were going off after the Royals won the World Series. He goes, we're always going to lose to the baseball team. No matter what town I'm in, it's always going to be about the baseball team. And I tell this story all the time. That was the motivation for the Chiefs. Seeing the Royals win the World Series flipped the entire script here in Kansas City. And they go, we want this. We want to be part of that, because they saw the parade and everything that was, you know, for the Royals 10 years ago. And since then, they've just dominated in life. And it's been awesome, because we've never had anything like this before. And it's really cool to see the fans get that opportunity to embrace something that is so special, what's going on right now. But I tell them all the time, I said, man, my dad told me this growing up when we were sitting there watching the Giants in 1986. Enjoy this. It doesn't last long. And so that's always my message. Enjoy this. It doesn't last long. And they started 0-2. You should have seen the people crying and screaming. I go, I told you all to enjoy it, but it ain't over, because Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are still walking through that door.
I was still pulling too. JP knew.
Yeah. It's it's circling it back to tonight. How much juice was there, like, when the schedule released, and we all do shows Jayden about it, right? Jayden and Mahomes had juice.
Juice.
I know a bunch of people that, like, flew from D.C. because they wanted to see Jayden and Mahomes, especially because these two teams don't play all that often.
Right.
I mean, you know, the rotation is, like, every 8 years you're in one of the other cities. Like, your shows and stuff, how much has the juice dropped since Jayden's not playing?
I think a lot, yeah. but also, too, we know Marcus Mariota. Like, we're not fools. He beat us in the playoffs, you know, years ago with Tennessee. And that's still a loss that stings, because Derek Johnson, who made a huge sack of Marcus Mariota, they called forward progress on a sack that ended up being a fumble that the Chiefs recovered. And they ruled the play was dead. I've never seen forward progress. The referee retired after that game. Oh, yeah. And we had Derek Johnson on this morning. We have him on every Monday. And DJ, still in his 40s now, retires. Like, I still can't get over that game. I still can't get over that moment. So the name Marcus Mariota is pretty powerful here in Kansas City.
Interesting.
And we all have kind of those flashbacks of what he did. So I always liken it to, like, when you bring up some guy you've never heard of from the minor leagues, and he pitches against your team, and he twirls a two-hit shutout, you're like, the hell, man? We didn't take that guy seriously. Chiefs are going to take Marcus Mariota seriously.
Yeah. It's you mentioned McDuffie earlier. Washington getting Debo and Terry back, I think, really helps them.
Yeah.
But they are just so beat up. So I like gambling. I think that's pretty clear by now. I really like this number.
I'm not supposed to be around here.
That's right.
I like the points tonight. And I know that you're going to say 35-0, and I love that. That's a great bit. I have a feeling with the Bills coming to town and knowing they should win this thing, I think the Chiefs might play with their food a little bit tonight. Like, I could just see it not firing on all cylinders because they feel pretty confident they can get this win, and it actually is, like, underwhelming. Like, your callers tomorrow will be like, they play like that against the Bills, they're going to get crushed.
Right.
Like, do you see that as a possibility, or is this team now locked into the point where, like, a dud's not coming?
I don't think a dud is coming, but 12.5 is it at still?
It's moved a bit. I think it's at 11
now. Is it 11 now? Yeah. That's a big number in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really big number. And then you look at what happened this past weekend. There was only one game, 7 points or less, that was decided in the NFL. Every other game was a blowout this week in the NFL. Will the Chiefs continue that going? I don't know. I get scared about those big spreads. I never like them. I always think, all right, what does Vegas know? What are they thinking? Why is this number like
that? I think they know more than everybody else
They
does.
Do. No, there's no question.
That's
that
why
they
the NFL is so serious about that damn injury report.
Absolutely they are. Hell yeah, they are. But, I mean, but they know what's going on. The big number always scares me. I think the Chiefs win, but I don't know if they go out there and dominate by that biggest spread. But, hey, maybe they do, you know?
Yeah. It'll be exciting. Arrowhead will be rocking. If you do like the quadrants of what you could see happening, right? Chiefs win close, Chiefs win big, Commanders win close, Commanders win big. The only thing that I think definitively isn't happening is the Commanders winning big.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Like, so that then you've got three possibilities, and two of them are a KC dub.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets harder and harder to not see a KC win. But crazy stuff happens in this league.
I mean,
this league is weird, man. I've seen too many games, been in them, where they have no chance this team can lose. They lose.
Mm-hmm.
They have no chance this team can win. Where the hell did that team come from? You know, so it just it's those type of things where.
I mean, look at the Giants last week. Who gives up 33 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, that right there.
Exactly.
Ooh. Right? So, like, strange things happen every week.
Just because we don't pay as close attention to it as you do, obviously, in the AFC West out here. Are you surprised by how bad the Raiders are?
No.
Really?
Yeah. No, they don't have a quarterback. You know, Geno Smith is clearly past his prime. And obviously the meetings that, you know, Tom's having with all these coaches aren't paying off out there either. And so, no, I'm not really surprised by how bad the Raiders are. I'm not going to be surprised how bad they are until they're actually good again. And they've got to go put in the work and get back to the top. And, you know, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1982. It's not like they've gone out there and beaten a lot of dudes and whatnot. Not so they've been bad for like the last 20 years or so, and it's really odd now. You go to these games in LA and Vegas, which the Chiefs do every single year, and they're not crowds for those teams. They're crowds for the Chiefs or the visiting team. And
totally.
So
especially Vegas becomes such a destination.
It is. It's such a destination, but LA is as well, because there's no Charger fans out there. So the division is weird.
There's
man.
None.
There's none.
they are actors.
Yeah.
For that weekend.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's L.A. It's Hollywood. It's paid actors.
Totally.
And they need to make that thing work in L.A., and so they'll do anything they possibly can to make that thing work
totally,
out there.
Totally, totally.
when you guys, like, for you, with big NFC East games, well, you grew up in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
So you grew up a Giants fan?
I did, yes.
What do you make of what the Giants have cooking right now?
I was excited until that ankle looked like a right angle yesterday. I love Jackson Dart, though. I mean, I think he's got the moxie to play quarterback
he does
in this
stop
league.
With his head.
But how do you win in the NFL when your number one receiver is down and now your like all-world spark plug is down for the rest of the year.
It's
hard to do, which is why the Chiefs treading water without Rashee Rice and treading water without Xavier Worthy for the first couple of weeks and still finding ways to score points and be in this thing. It shows you how good Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid really are. There's not many of those combinations in any sport that are so successful and so awesome as those two. It really makes you appreciate what they do week in and week out when you see things like that with the Giants or you see things with other teams go south really, really fast. We've not had that here in Kansas City.
I'm curious. I've been in some Mahomes pressers, and he always seems pretty cool with the media.
Yeah.
Is he cool with the local media?
Just
does what he needs to?
Yeah, he's great, man. It's awesome to have him. Now you get a lot of cliches, which is what you do from everybody.
Right.
But I mean, that's just the way of the game right now. If you're you're looking for an athlete at a podium to say something, probably not going to happen.
No.
You got to catch Kayvon Thibodeau after the game. You know?
How's Kelsey?
Great.
Is he?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, he's just fun. You know, he's just
they're
a
always
dude.
In front of it. They know it. Like the guys that have always been interviewed, they know exactly what to say and what not to
say. Yeah, they know. They do. They know exactly what they're going to say, what not to say, how to handle the situation.
Totally.
How to not blame anybody, how to not be like, you know, two and throw your whole locker room under the bus and things of that nature. Like there's an art to it. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a guy that did that.
What is your favorite barbecue spot out here?
Smokehouse Barbecue, man. It's the best. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Up north, there's a couple of locations. On your way to the airport, there's one if you want to get some barbecue and whatnot.
Won't they be do at 6 in the morning.
Well, I call them and they'll open for you if you really want, you know.
We get some barbecue on the plate in the
morning.
Guys
from D.C. are coming in at 4 a.m. Open the doors.
The boys back in the studio are requesting that we bring it back.
It's hard.
I don't really know how to do that.
I don't think you can make it.
Now, I will say
I didn't bring those sandwiches back from Augusta, though.
Yeah, but
you did. The sandwiches are easier, but the Smokehouse does an amazing, amazing smoked turkey. And I always bring them on the plane for Thanksgiving to New Jersey. My mother will send them a note, and they will smoke the turkeys. We'll wrap them up and bring them on the plane, put it in the seat, send it through the security checkpoint to make sure everything's okay with that turkey. That's how good it is, man. We're importing turkeys at Thanksgiving.
There you go. And that's all he likes. Well, he don't like turkey. So
I don't like turkey.
Yeah, you like smoked
turkey. I'd rather you import a brisket for me on Thanksgiving. I wish the pilgrims had made lasagna. I think turkey's wildly overrated.
It is, but when you smoke it, it's actually
smoke
good.
Smoke it or deep fry it.
Yeah, you can't just bake it in the oven. That thing dries out like an old shoe.
Everybody celebrates the side dishes at Thanksgiving. It's because turkey's not good. Because
turkey sucks.
I don't celebrate side dishes.
Those green beans you make?
I eat green beans, but I eat turkey.
How many plates do you do for Thanksgiving?
Not plates, turkeys.
Turkeys.
The most I've done was 38.
I wish we had Bob on the stream.
I deep fried 38 turkeys one Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving and Christmas, B-Mitch gets all his fryers going at first light.
Mm-hmm. By 6:30.
And
people
just bring
drinking.
Over their turkeys, and there may be brown liquor involved.
Absolutely, there should be. It's Thanksgiving.
Tell them about the chicken thing.
Oh, we do a chicken thing. So we take like a chicken, we shoot it up just like a turkey, we deep fry it.
Yeah.
And you get it a napkin and we drop it. So if you don't, you talking about I'm going to wait till it cools off, you won't get any meat.
You won't get any.
And
you
I'm telling you, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, nothing but bone.
Wow.
Nothing but bone. The first time you come, you know, you got to bounce it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But when you learn it real quick, you learn how to fold your napkin to where you can grab it and go to work.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do two of them, and then
gone.
In no time.
Wow, I love it. So you had the whole neighborhood over, and you're frying turkeys in the
neighborhood. No, my neighborhood, I don't do my neighborhood. I have my other friends come over.
Thank you for your time.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I love coming out with you guys.
My only disappointment is you didn't wear your captain's hat.
I know. I was going to wear it today, and I was like, eh.
What are the occasions that the captain's hat comes out?
We had it for opening day. Usually if I go to the games, I'll wear the captain's hat, you know, if it's kind of warm out.
All Super Bowl week, you had that
Super
thing
Bowl
rocking.
Week. Big, it was a big week.
Sure.
Big week. It was a big week. It was a Super Bowl.
You know what? Unfortunately, we just learned that if Jaden was in town tonight, Phil, you might have the hat on.
No, probably not.
Casey's
got to pick and choose. Got to pick and choose where you wear the hat. Probably won't break it out for the playoffs.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate your time,
man.
Bob Fesco, give him a follow at Bob Fesco, FESCOE. We come back. Jeff Walker's got a victory song.
All right, Jeff.
Let's hope. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're just talking with Bob Fesco. Does morning show here in Kansas City talking about the Chiefs. He's got them winning 35-0. Don't feel
every,
that bad.
Every week.
Yeah, because he says it every week.
Hadn't hit yet.
You know what? It must be fun to be Bob, where the team that probably like his work life revolves around is just excellent and goes to the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah. Listen, bro.
It must be fun.
That's think about how it was in Boston for a while. The football team, the basketball team doing stuff. You know, you get spoiled.
Think about how fun last year was for us.
But you look out here, is football or baseball? And football has overtaken it. They don't have to deal with four different sports and things like that. The Chiefs are it, per se, to be honest with you. And when you walk around and you see people, that's everybody wear Chiefs stuff. I didn't see much royal stuff out there last night.
Right. So I mean, it's not royal season, but yeah.
But still, I mean, you walk around the country, you're going to see number 15.
Yeah, no matter where you go.
And then, you know, man, they've been good. But, you know, their way, you can probably come in and affect that just a little.
Now, I did want to check with the boys real quick. Did my picture come through, Landfill? So I went up to find. Now, we talk frequently on our program about the little kitchen at Half Street at 106.7 The Fan at our home studios. We're broadcasting from the road today in Kansas City. And so I went and found their little kitchen that they have here. And it's packed with sandwiches. I found that to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, they don't love us down here.
Doug, you know what I would hammer out of this? Like, if this was at our place, those little smoked ham and Swiss sliders, be on. Buffalo-style chicken wrap.
Swiss, ugh, I don't like Swiss cheese.
Really?
Nope.
Well, how does smoked white turkey and cheddar slider sound for you?
That might sound better.
It'd be great if we got some sandwiches in D.C. Just saying.
The choices, brother, the choices.
I got a Dr. Pepper, though. Shout out to Fansville. We're all trying to figure out what the outlier was. Was last year's long playoff run the outlier, or is this so far with the injuries the outlier?
I think if we didn't have the injuries, we'll have much, much more success. So I'm going to say the injuries are the outlier. Because I believe when Jaden's right and everybody else is healthy, amazing things can happen. I think when he starts feeling, listen, when you're that good, you automatically assume, I can do more. And when you know that you don't have your top guns with you, you try to do more. And I think that right there puts him in harm's way. So you got to find a way when whether he matures and understands it or the coaches figure out a way to help him out in those situations.
Yeah, man, you'd like to see them get this correct, but Jaden's injuries have been a huge factor.
Yeah.
You know, and that he's now missed 3 out of 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
He's their best player. Then you combine that with Terry. I wanted to ask you this. So Terry talked to the media on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't heard from him in over a month.
Yeah.
And he said something that I thought was totally fair. Just that because the position he plays and the way he plays, he needs to be 100% to get back out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he was hoping he would be back for that Cowboys game, and it just wasn't there. Does that sound accurate, normal to you?
Yeah. See, the thing of it is, listen, players use that analogy of 100%. Players also know you'll never be 100%. But there's that little something. When you're out there running and you get to go, you know you can't throw that thing in overdrive. And it's just that little pull. Santana was talking about this yesterday, actually. You feel a little like just something not letting you go full speed. And you know, if you get on the football field, if you're a competitor, you're going to try to push it. And when you know you got something that just won't let you go into overdrive, you get on the football field and you get into a position, you go into overdrive, then boom, you're sitting out for 3-4 more weeks. So,
I think there's just far too many people trying to like blame Terry.
Man, them people are idiots. They never been on. Listen, bro. When you are an athlete at a high level, you want to be out there performing, but you also want to be getting taken care of what you know you deserve. So I'm not gonna knock anybody for trying to get their money, because in those same people that want to talk that trap, they're not working for under what they think they're supposed to be getting. So why the hell should somebody else do it?
Right.
Get over yourselves with that stupidity.
I just, if it was because he held
Terry is not playing defense. Terry's not tackling anybody. Terry's not letting people have them big ass plays. Let's stop trying to blame the person. That's not the reason that some games been lost.
Going into tonight, my concern is not offensively. Even with Mariota instead of Jaden, I think they can move the ball.
Yeah.
They can't stop anybody. Their pass defense has been awful. Marshawn Lattimore, say what you want about Adam Peters' moves, That's a dud. That is not.
It's been a dud, but you know what, though? It ain't just him.
I agree, but I'm just saying, like, my concerns are defensively. And if you're going to tell me that the holdout caused the injury, Austin Ekeler practiced every day. Dietrich Wise practiced every day. Dorrance Armstrong practiced every day.
They don't see that. They don't want to see that.
Maybe it did. I can't say definitively it didn't, and but you sure as hell can't say definitively it did.
If it did, it's a part of what happens in pro sports. You know, nobody, these people like, so they just go play for what you want. Then if he gets hurt and you don't get the money, then that's cool with y'all?
I don't know. I just, yeah. Sometimes I think we're reaching. I do want to ask you a question about the notion of being loose, in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? We're going to do that. And my man Jeff has a song. Shout out to Jeff Walker. Jeff, they need everything they can get tonight, so let's hope your song brings it home. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Hey, 106.7 The Fan. We're live out in Kansas City. Definitely some Commanders fans running around. I saw a bunch at the hotel bar last night.
There were a lot of men in there.
I bet. I think it's going to be fun tonight. I think it's going to be a little closer than folks are expecting. Washington's undermanned, playing one of the best teams in the NFL, historically one of the best teams probably ever. I mean, the run KC is on right now, I mean, that stacks up with any run any team's had. Niners, the great Niners teams, Pats, Cowboys even, the Steelers in the 70s. Like, they're doing this thing at a historic level.
It's a high level, dog.
Yeah, they are legit. They have...
When you start getting everybody just hating on you because you're winning, that means you're doing damn good.
I mean, they have three first ballot, no question, Hall of Famers in Mahomes, Kelce, and Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is already, if you were going to do a QB Mount Rushmore, like the best of the best.
He's one of them.
He's already there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think when it's all said and done, we'll have a real claim at the best ever. Now, maybe...
If he keeps going like he's going.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Brady keeps that because of the Super Bowls. Having seven rings is pretty damn impossible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great quarterbacks, Elway, Manning, Montana. I mean, there's a lot of great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But what Pat is doing at the game's most important position is...
It's high.
It's high.
Yeah.
And Washington comes in really beat up on the D-line. Their damn kicker's got a back injury. One of the healthy D linemen is hurt. So they got big trouble. They got the backup quarterback playing. But still.
Big things happen in moments like this, Jay.
Life is about perseverance and resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody perseveres like my man Jeff Walker. Jeffrey, it's my understanding you have a song for us, sir.
Every week, man. Every week.
What do you got? Who's the inspiration? Is there a Kansas City rapper I'm unaware of?
No Kansas City inspiration. This inspiration is just from the whooping we got from the Cowboys.
They got whooped by the Cowboys. All right, do it.
I couldn't make nothing hype this week. As many push-ups I did for losing bets, my arm still hurt. How could I make something hype? Getting built in prime time, man, it wasn't right. First off, no time for excuses. Next man up, it's your chance, go prove it. Gotta catch the ball if you wanna keep moving. Fellas, we gotta have better execution. Coaches, gotta keep the game plan grooving. Plan A don't work, plan B might do it. Fans, we gotta keep the optimism brewing. Don't give up now, our passion can fuel. I know the schedule getting tough and the future look bleak. But remember, a dog can have his day in the week. And remember, burgundy and gold is where we bleed. Gotta keep fighting through week 18. Oh yeah, we gotta turn this around, fellas. I really got into an argument with a fan of a team who haven't beat us in three games about which laws were worse. I could've make something hype. That's what y'all got us arguing about?
around.
We gotta turn this around. Let's start in Kansas City.
Yeah, and that's it.
I like that one, Jeff.
Yeah.
That was heartfelt, I feel like. That was genuine.
Sounded like you were about to drop a tear, Jeff.
I almost did.
Sounded a bit like LL.
I had to do some push-ups before I even recorded that song.
Is the argument you and AMAC?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
How is AMAC doing after Cam Scataboo? Yeesh, that's a gruesome injury.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. I meant to text him and White Brian on Sunday.
Yeah, shouldn't he be in there by now?
Oh, yeah. I ain't look out there yet.
Well, don't go to too much trouble, Jeff. I like that song. I think you honestly properly encapsulate how Skins fans feel right now, where it's just like, man, is this thing broken? And you got to try to not be reactionary week to week.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you start looking big picture, and it's the injuries, the clunkiness offensively. Where does that relief come from? Where does somebody that makes a change come from? And I wanted to ask you this.
When you're down and out, you make something happen.
So
people start giving you a little bit more attention, a little bit more, you know, clout.
So let me ask you this, B.
Yeah.
I was in the locker room Friday, and I've been in locker rooms for a while. Like, I can kind of pick up vibes. Like, you know how guys are interacting, whatever, right? They definitely seemed fairly loose.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, are they loose because they know, hey, nobody thinks we can do this thing, but we know we can. We know we've got the people in this room. Or are they loose because it's like, man, we're so beat up right now. We don't have to be that locked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Locked in. We're going to do what we can.
No. When you're loose in the locker room, you have confidence in yourself. It's not about nobody's going to be loose because they're giving up. you know? Nah. It's because they believe in themselves, and I think they're starting to see some guys come back, which gives you more confidence.
You were on some great teams.
Yeah.
You won a Super Bowl, NFC title games. Like, you were on some great teams.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You were on some good teams. You were also on some bad teams.
Yeah.
What or when or where is the feeling when you realize, damn, we might not be good this year? Like, when does that realization happen?
I don't think it really ever happens. I think you're always trying to get out. You're trying to dig yourself out of that hole. So I don't think many people ever just say, we're not good. It's like the true competitors are always saying, I'm almost there. You know, they try to find something. Maybe you're watching film, you pick up something, and maybe go look at yourself and you pick up something that you're giving off. But I don't think they ever say, I'm just not good. We're not good.
Maybe coaches try something different.
You know, the coaches try something different. Hey, players got to try something different. Listen, man. Once you get to this level, it is no longer a coach's responsibility to get you ready to play, get you excited about a game. If you're at this level, you have all of that in you. And if you are going on the field every Sunday, Saturday, Monday, whatever the hell the game is, and what you've been practicing all week is not working, if you can't figure it out that you could do something else, And this is what I want people to understand. I'm not saying you just dismiss what the coach says. I'm not saying you ignore what the coach says. There's another way of doing things. You know, you talk about your kids doing it with the math problems these days. You can get an answer more than one way. And if I'm doing something that's not working, but I know I could do something else that works and will work, I'm going to get it done. I don't know a coach in this world other than Bobby Jackson, one of the coaches I had, will see you go out there and have success in a play that's going to complain about you having success in that play. Because most people look at it and think, man, he was well coached. You probably did something totally different. But you know what? At that point in that game, you knew in practice it wasn't working. And I saw what worked in practice. Well, you know what? Hell, I got to try it in the game right now. So players have to understand you are a professional athlete. Sometimes you have a coach who has not played that position that you're playing. They're coaching it, and they had to go read up on something or have somebody tell them about how that position is played. You've done it. You have experience doing it. And if you're at this level and you're waiting to be guided at all points, then damn it, you ain't ready for this level. Take full responsibility, grab a hold, ownership of your position and learn every damn thing you got to learn about it. You know, I came in here, they said, you're going to be a kick returner and a running back. They never told me to learn the offense. They never told me when I was on offense to be looking at the other team's offense and looking for stuff and run down there. Hey, Pettibone, I think they're trying to run this little trick we were running in practice. He calls a play. They stop it. They never told me to be so you have to understand, once you learn what you got to do at a higher level, start picking up other stuff. Nowhere in a playbook it tells you, you can only learn what the hell you do. And you can only learn it if the coach teaches it to you. You got to learn the game of football, and the game of football is not what they give you on a play one day. The game of football, if I really look at this and I'm like, okay, cool. They tell me to do this. That doesn't really work. And then you get in the game, it doesn't work. You get in the game next week, it doesn't work. But then I try something in practice. That's practice for to learn new stuff. And the things I'm doing in practice now getting me success. It's working for me. Think I'm going to go into the game and do that stuff that's not working? Ain't no damn way I would do that.
Well said there, B. All right. We're going to open these phone lines up for the next hour. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Simple question. Who needs to play well? Who needs to ball out tonight? Who's an unexpected player? What is something that can happen tonight to get Washington a win that maybe folks aren't thinking about? Maybe this is the Ben Sennett breakout game. Maybe Jordan McGee makes 12 tackles tonight. Whatever you think that key is, hit us up. We'll tell you ours as well. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.